We continue in our series of sermons on some of the promises that God gives to us. And we've tried intentionally to do this in a manner that isn't a grab bag of promises, you know, today I need this one, so I'm going to grab this one. And, you know, what we want to do is to help you have some promises from God that will be there for you and will help to guide you in the living of your lives as Christians. And so today I want us to look at Matthew in the 5th chapter, the 13th through 20th verses there. And you'll see where the promises are. For Jesus this is out of his Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus was talking to anyone who would listen at this point. And here's what he said. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before all, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. May the Lord bless this portion from his holy word. Now I know that in some fashion, these are both familiar kinds of phrases and lessons that we have heard time and time again, and at the same time, some odd words that we're just not quite sure what to do with them or how to think about them. And that's okay. Sometimes the scriptures do that to us. They comfort us and they confound us all within the course of a few words. And that's okay to be in that position. But what I want us to see and to understand today is that little portion there where Jesus said, I have not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but I have come to fulfill them. Because I think that is for us part of the baffling nature of the Sermon on the Mount, because we're not quite sure what it is that he's saying to us, what it is he's trying to encourage us to do or to change in our thinking. Because our first response to that is, well, of course he came and he abolished the laws, he changed the laws, he changed how we do things. We don't follow the kosher food laws anymore. We don't worry about whether we're wearing clothes that are made out of multiple types of materials. There's a law in the Old Testament about that. You can't mix materials in your clothing. You can't have cotton, polyester. I don't think they had that back then, but you know what I'm saying. So in a very real sense, Jesus did change our understanding of the law. Because what he did was he wanted to change it from being something that was a burden to us, but something, and change it into something that is of aid to us, of assistance to us. He wanted it to become a tool for us in our lives, to live our lives in such a manner and in such a way that we find ourselves a blessed people. He wanted it not to be a curse, but to be a blessing. You know, my father, and I wish you all had gotten to know him, was a great person. And he was full of aphorisms. Do you know what an aphorism is? It's those great little sayings that teach you something. And Dad was always having an aphorism for me. Always, whatever situation I was in, he said something that you go, okay, Dad, that doesn't help me. But 20 years later, you go, oh, I remember when Dad said that. You know, like for instance, one of the ones that I always remember him saying at a time when I was really frustrated and angry and wanted to do something about the situation that I found myself in, he says, now Stephen, always pick your fights carefully. Pick the fights you can win and always pick the ones that are worth winning. That didn't help me. It wasn't what I wanted to hear. What I wanted to hear was how I was going to get even with the person that did what it was that they did to me. But that aphorism, that little sentence that he gave to me has served me well time and time again over the course of my life. Has caused me to kind of step back from some situations and keep my mouth shut when my mouth needed to be kept shut. Kept me from doing things that would have created more problems. And that's what Jesus wants for us with the law. Is to give us those tools that we need to know how to handle ourselves in particular situations and in particular times in our lives. To be an aid for us in the living of our lives. To give us the guidance that we need for the living of our days. But there's another element to what Jesus said here. Because he said, I have come not to abolish the laws, not to abolish the prophets. Okay, we understand that. He wants them to be a tool for us. He wants them to be an aid for us, an assistance to us. But he also said, I have come to fulfill them. When I was in my first congregation, there was a retired pastor who was a part of that congregation, the Reverend Dr. William A. Parsons. Bill Parsons, an older gentleman, I'll tell you how old he was. He played Penn State football while Joe Paterno was still a young boy in elementary school. And Bill was one of the wisest men I've ever known. He had a remarkable lifetime of ministry. He and his wife Jane, wonderful, wonderful people. And I could always count on Bill anytime I needed any help. And I remember one time, and I called up and I said, Bill, can I come over and talk with you? And so I went over to Bill's house. We sat down, had a cup of tea together. I explained the situation. I told him what it was that I was dealing with in the church. And I said, well, Bill, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to handle this? What am I supposed to do? And Bill says, about 15 minutes of a long story. And then says, well, you're going to do whatever you think is the right thing to do. I go, Bill, I came for you to tell me what to do, not to tell me a story. But what he was doing was sharing some incident out of his own life, some experience that he had gone through in the course of his ministry, and sharing that story with me and hoping that that story would give me a little bit of insight and wisdom to know how to handle the situation that I found myself in. When Jesus talks about fulfilling the law and the prophets, he's talking about us looking at him, looking at his life, looking at the stories that made him who he was for all of us, and learning from those so that we have that double promise of guidance. We have all of those laws that God gave to us to give us guidance, to know right, to know the difference between right and wrong. But He also gave us His life as an example of how it is that we can live in the light of those laws. He came not to abolish the laws and the prophets, but He came to fulfill them. He came so that we would understand that the laws that are given to us are to be guides and aids and helps to us. But He came also to show us how it actually lives out, what it looks like, how it feels. And we can learn from that as well. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, we do give You thanks for Your presence in our lives through Your Son, Jesus Christ, for His ability to show us a little different perspective, to show us the way that You are guiding us each and every day of our lives, if only we look to You for that guidance through Your law and through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You, O Lord, that Jesus came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them, to show us a more excellent way, the way of living our lives in His love and in the light of His presence in our midst. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.